It will be a few weeks before butterflies flit through the air in interior Alaska, but the Museum of the North at the University of Alaska Fairbanks was recently filled with them. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the museum is working to catalog the second largest collection of Arctic butterflies and moths in the world. It's the largest private collection of its kind. Eventually, most of the specimens will be passed on to the Smithsonian.
The faint scent of mothballs hangs in the air in a back hallway at the Museum of the North. In fact, the smell was so strong a few weeks ago, some employees left work early. Halfway down the hall, there's a small locked lab.
Every surface and most of the floor space is covered with the drawers of Kanelm Phillips butterfly collection.
Derek Sykes is the curator of insects at the museum. He usually works on arthropods, hard-bodied bugs like beetles and spiders. But lately, he's found himself literally surrounded by stacks of wooden boxes filled with more delicate and graceful Lepidoptera, better known as moths and butterflies. The specimens came from Kanelm Phillip, one of the first scientists to start collecting butterflies and moths in the far north back in the 1960s.
Almost nothing was known about butterflies in Alaska. Butterflies are a very high-profile group. They're like the birds of the insect world. Imagine coming to Alaska and nobody knowing anything about the birds.
But Kanelm Phillip didn't just catch butterflies. Sykes calls him a scientific renaissance man.
In addition to loving classical music, he had his PhD from Yale in radio astronomy. So he was an astrophysicist, and he also published on fractals. He published on microscopes, and he also wrote a computer program.
Phillip passed away in March, leaving behind one of the largest private collections of Arctic Lepidoptera in the world. He kept his specimens in a fireproof lab he built next to a house filled with microscopes, old computers, and piles of field notes, not to mention an endless supply of mothballs. A sure adventure for someone like Derek Sykes, who was charged with transporting the entire collection to the museum.
We were just sifting through piles and piles of papers, and we would come across weird surprises, like underneath a pile of papers there's a jar of cyanide or a bullet. So it's an interesting problem to work on.
There are at least 83,000 butterfly and moth specimens, but Sykes says they haven't been counted since the 1980s.
We don't really know how many he added to the collection since then. So there's more than 83,000.
The diverse array of Arctic butterflies and moths are joined by more exotic specimens from faraway places like Ethiopia and the Philippines. There are some specimens that haven't been lined out and pinned under glass, but those that are nearly perfect.
The arrangement of these drawers is artistic.
Sykes pulls out a drawer filled with rows of small, iridescent, glittering butterflies.
These are blues, a delicate group of very small-bodied butterflies. And, of course, the blues have this very kind of metallic blue and gorgeous color.
Their heads and antenna are aligned perfectly. Their wings are spread wide. Underneath a glass cover, they float permanently over little squares of paper covered in fine handwriting. Each tag notes where and when the butterfly was collected. Some come from Murphy Dome north of Fairbanks. Others are from Phillip's favorite spot on Eagle Summit, 120 miles away. There's also a row from Inuvik in Canada's Northwest Territory.
He would align species by their color patterns and geographically, so that if there was a change from a northern to a southern part of the range, you would be able to detect it in the arrangement of the specimens.
This collection holds answers about differences in geography and sex. A collection that spans as many years may also answer questions about the effects of climate change over time. Sykes says there's plenty of information about Arctic moths and butterflies that may come from the collection.
And I'm sure there's treasures that we have yet to uncover.
Before he passed away, Kanelm Phillip negotiated to transfer 90% of his collection to the Smithsonian Institution. The Museum of the North will house the rest. Sykes and colleagues will work through the summer to catalog and photograph everything with funding assistance from the National Park Service and the National Science Foundation. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.